Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, February 8th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Lise Meitner. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another enlightening episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive deep into the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're exploring the inspiring story of Lise Meitner, a brilliant physicist whose contributions helped shape the scientific landscape of the 20th century. Lise Meitner was born in Vienna, Austria in 1878. Despite the societal norms of her time, she pursued an education in a male-dominated field, an endeavor that required more than just academic prowess. It required determination and a pioneering spirit. So let's begin by asking a thought-provoking question. What does it take to stand against societal odds and make groundbreaking discoveries? For Meitner, her journey wasn't just about defying norms, but persevering despite them. In an era when women faced immense barriers to higher education, Meitner enrolled at the University of Vienna, where she became one of the first women to earn a doctoral degree in physics. Imagine, pursuing a path that few dared to tread, all while grappling with the challenges of being a trailblazer in her field. Now, a key turning point in Meitner's career was her collaboration with Otto Hahn, a chemist she met when she moved to Berlin to continue her research. But here's where the plot thickens. Meitner and Hahn worked closely for over three decades, making significant strides in radioactivity and nuclear physics. Yet the political climate around them was shifting. With the rise of the Nazi regime, life for Jewish scientists in Germany turned precarious. Although Meitner was initially protected due to her Austrian citizenship, the annexation of Austria in 1938 left her in immediate danger. This brings us to a critical moment. Meitner's escape from Germany. She managed to flee to Sweden, continuing her research at the Nobel Institute for Physics. The resilience and courage Meitner displayed underpin an important question. How does one continue the pursuit of knowledge amidst turmoil and uncertainty? For Meitner, it was about crossing borders, not just literally, but intellectually as well. While in Sweden, she maintained correspondence with her previous colleagues, and it was through these exchanges that the idea of nuclear fission was born. Imagine being part of an email chain, if you will, only through letters, and igniting a concept that would forever change the course of history. It was Meitner and her nephew, Otto Robert Frisch, who elucidated the process of nuclear fission, a monumental breakthrough that laid the groundwork for nuclear energy and, unfortunately, nuclear weaponry. Despite her profound contributions, Meitner's name was notably absent when Hahn was awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1944 for the discovery of fission. This brings us to a poignant question about recognition and legacy. How often do we see the contributions of marginalized voices celebrated or unjustly overlooked? Meitner's story doesn't just end with neglect. Post-World War II, she received numerous accolades and honors, including the prestigious Enrico Fermi Award. It took time, but the scientific community began to acknowledge her critical role in this pivotal discovery. One of the most resonant elements of Meitner's legacy is the ethical stance she took against using nuclear fission for weapons of mass destruction. In reflecting on this, can we as a society maintain a balance between scientific progress and ethical considerations? Listeners, here's something to ponder. Meitner was deeply committed to advocating for peace and was quoted saying she wished atomic energy would never be used for bombs. Her words remind us of the immense responsibility that comes with knowledge and discovery. It's also worth noting that element 109 on the periodic table, Meitnerium, was named in her honor, a fitting tribute, allowing her contributions to resonate for generations of scientists and dreamers yet to come. Now, as we delve deeper into Meitner's remarkable life, let's consider the broader impacts of her work. Ask yourself, how can you apply the tenacity and curiosity that characterized Meitner's career to your own pursuits? What can we learn about challenging the status quo and advocating for critical acknowledgement both within your field of work and beyond? These are profound questions prompted by Meitner's journey, a journey that exemplifies not only scientific brilliance, but an unwavering commitment to advancing the human understanding while maintaining integrity amid complex challenges. Finally, I encourage you to delve into the article on Lise Meitner and reflect on the roles of individuals who work behind the scenes, often without due recognition. How can we as a society ensure that contributions are rightfully acknowledged, especially those that pave the way for generations to come? It's a dialogue worth engaging, both for recognizing past injustices and for shaping a more inclusive future in scientific achievements. Thank you so much for joining me today on this captivating exploration of Lise Meitner's life. Remember to share your thoughts with your peers and continue the conversation. Until our next episode, stay curious, stay informed, and keep challenging boundaries.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Lise Meitner. Thanks for listening. See you next time.